There is a high-technology art exhibition that stresses the human side. F2F, or face-to-face, has come from Los Angeles here to Washington, D.C. It's a series of computer booths, TVs, and video projections. They're all interactive and all virtual, and each artist calls attention to some aspect of the human predicament. Alex Van Oss reports.
F2F, face-to-face, was dreamed up in Finland by an international team of 20 to 40-year-old cyber artists, programmers, and technicians. Even though the artwork is laced with humor, it has a definite techno chill. That's because each interactive media installation forces one to contemplate such issues as consumerism, pollution, alienation, and human contact in a high-tech world. Take, for example, Iceborg, a fictitious asteroid you can reach by computer at F2F or on the web, curator Mark Tandeveld.
This Iceborg world is basically sort of like a post-apocalyptic space colony where people can navigate and create their own bodies. People from all over the world can place their own virtual representations of their bodies into the world, and everybody else can see.
For those who like to predict the future, F2F presents an interactive archery range called Hit Tomorrow. Artist Christian Simolin says that if you hit the bullseye, you get to see a cartoon vision of the future. You can explore a future of terminal togetherness on the web, or bask in the perfection of a cloned world.
When I created this installation, it was late 1999, and it was the time when the hype of the next millennium was on its high. So everybody was talking about the future. And then I took six big issues about the future, like overpopulation, global warming, biotechnics, internet.
This particular future on Hit Tomorrow is titled Tomorrow We Will Be Many. It's full of cute little cyber critters darting about and multiplying like tribbles.
Historically, in media art, there have been many works where the technology has been more important than what has been conveyed or portrayed through the utilization of the technology.
Curator Tandeveld says that early media works were not all that interactive and tended to focus on the complexity of high technology. Face-to-face assumes this complexity and penetrates it. It then lets viewers simply use it, like artists might use a new tool, to consider themselves and their lives. Take Aquarium. It's just a lounge chair and a television, but on the screen you can watch the world's slowest nighttime soap opera. Aquarium is about two helpless city singles who don't know what to do with their lives. Viewers can help them, says artist Teo Pellinen, by phoning in suggestions, if, that is, they can stay awake.
The idea is to give insomniacs a program that would help them to fall asleep.
Aquarium was broadcast recently to a national audience on Finnish TV and had thousands of callers. Aquarium mimics the reality TV program so popular these days, dull but hypnotic. Just shots of a guy staring out the window or a lady in a bathtub eating berries and chocolates. They're waiting for someone to call, anybody, you. So you phone up, listen to instructions, and then push the button to get some action, maybe.
This is the man asking me, one for drinking, two for eating, and I pressed eating.
So the little girl
comes out. I'm interested in how people consume. Who knows what I'm gonna get? And this woman again, I'm so sick of.
Bathing in milk.
With blueberries.
Dropping blueberries.
Always.
Perhaps the most insidious exhibit at F2F has no movement at all. It's called Need. There have been real ads for Need placed in the papers, and there's a website, needweb.org. But Need is all a come-on, says artist Tuomo Tämänpää. It's nothing but empty promises, like 20% more, or specially for you. The exhibition has a classy Need kiosk with all kinds of Need gift items, but they're not for sale. Tämänpää says the sole purpose of Need is to create Need for more Need.
Basically, there is nothing, no kind of product, just the image. Actually, these are not products, they are just packages, so they're empty. Perhaps you don't see it empty, but if you see the labels, it's selling real time in a bottle or free choice in a box or something like pure in a small bottles.
No
niin.
The artwork closest to the natural world is called Mother Child. It looks not to the future, but rather to the traditional theme in sculpture and painting of the Madonna. Mother Child features a baby, but not a real one. It's merely the top-down moving video image of artist Heidi Tikka's first child nursing at the breast. The video shines down from the ceiling onto a swaddling cloth which the viewer holds in the lap. The image, just like a real infant, reacts to people and to motion.
You can try to calm down the baby by gently rocking this fabric. You see, now he started to nurse again.
Yes.
Funny.
Eventually, in Mother Child, the baby does calm down and start to nurse, only the person holding the swaddling cloth happens to be a businessman, and instead of the breast, the child seems to be suckling his necktie. It doesn't matter. The gentleman is radiant. For a few minutes, a virtual Madonna. F2F remains at the Finnish Embassy in Washington until March 5th. It then tours the United States and Canada. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.